You can see in your bulletin that the message is on light and darkness. Let me read a few verses just to begin. And I'm going to be skipping around all over the place. You can just follow along. You can get there as fast as you can. Or you can just write down the verses and maybe follow up on them later. But in 2 Corinthians 4:6, it says, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." In John 1:1-5, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." John 3:16-21, familiar verse. We all have learned this as a child. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the Son of God. And this is the judgment: the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God." This message is a simple one. I can just say it right now. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and this world is a dark, dark place. Enough said. Can we all go? That's it. It's just a simple message. And I'm kind of a simple person. I'm not really deep. I'm not complex. But I've got more of a question here. Are you living in the light, or are you living in darkness? It's kind of a harder question than what you think, because we were born in this world. We really are living in this world. We all have to work. We have to go to school. We have to put a roof over our heads. We have to live in this world and exist in this world. So we really are living in this dark world. But the Bible says that if we know Jesus, we're living in the light, because he is the light. So which is it? Are you living in the light, or are you living in darkness? Let's look for a little bit at the example that I gave you. Some of you guys cooperated. Some of you guys peeked. So how did that exercise at first make you feel? And you guys could shout it out, other than the fact, why is Brian asking me to do this? This is crazy. This doesn't make any sense. How many of you thought that? Raise your hand. Somebody admitted it. It doesn't make any sense. But how did it make you feel? Awkward.
Anxious.
Disconnected.
Not going very far.
If you do go very far, what's going to happen? You're going to bump into somebody, trip over a pew, uneasy, out of control, lost, stumbling around, can't find your way, frustrated, embarrassed, because here you are, if you got your eyes closed, if you're not going anywhere, you're wondering if somebody's in front of you trying to shake your hand. Apprehensive, aggravated, you guys have said some of the same things that I thought you would probably feel. That's exactly the way I think people in the world that are lost, that's how they're going through this world. They're aggravated. They're bumping into things. They're just stumbling around, trying to find their way. That's how the world feels living through this life compared to a believer that walks through this life with the light of Jesus. How did that make you feel? You want to live in that world? Now tell me what you think while you were doing that, other than the fact that this is nuts. Brian is aggravating because he asked us to do something that doesn't work. Just think. How many of you thought that? Okay? Just think. If I ask you to pick out somebody, you knew that it wasn't going to work, right? What were you thinking? That if I close my eyes and I try to stumble over there to greet them and they do the same thing but they're greeting somebody else, they're not going to be there. Brian's asking me to do something. It is not going to work. How many of you fell in that position? You knew that it wasn't going to work. And you didn't want to do it, and I wasn't going to do it, right? How many of you said, I'm not going to do this. This doesn't make any sense. I got to say, you're the wisest one of the bunch. You did the right thing. The analogy there is, if we know Jesus, if we know the light and we're living in the light, why would we not use the eyes that we have to see and get around with? Why would we stumble in darkness? Why would we stumble through this life? Why would we stumble through this world? Why would we do that? So you guys kind of won the prize where you didn't even know that you were doing it, because that's the best way to live. If you know Jesus, don't close your eyes. Don't pay attention to the world. Live like you're living in the light. How many of you said, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to do this. I'm going to stumble around, and I'm going to find, I might bump into something, I might knock something over, I might bump into a pew, but that's okay. How many of you were like that? Yeah, I'm going to do this. Not as many of you. Jerry did that. Isn't the world like that, and isn't it enticing? Jerry, you're kind of representing the dangerous folks, okay? The world is enticing. It looks pretty good, and some of the things look kind of fun to us, and we're going to jump in there because it's kind of fun, I'm not going to worry about the consequences for today because it might be fun for the moment. I think that's the reason how a lot of believers are living in this world. They're tempted by a lot of the things in the world. How many of you got so insecure that you peaked? You cheated? Because it doesn't make any sense. I think you guys could represent believers who know Christ, but also love the world. And you're looking at the world, and that's kind of fun. I kind of want to do that. But then when we get insecure, you come back to Christ, and you kind of look back at him. You're kind of living in both places. This is kind of fun. I want to do this. You might represent that. So think about that a little bit. Where do you want to live? Here's a couple of questions that I'm going to pose to you. Just a couple of statements just to get you thinking. Some of you people here today, this morning, don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You have never accepted him. Let me just be blunt. You are living in the darkness. You are living in the dark world. You don't know the truth. You're stumbling through life. Some of you here may have said the sinner's prayer and said the words, gone through the motions. And said the words. But you said the words and you didn't mean it with your life. It was just something you went through as a child and you didn't mean it. You didn't completely give your life to him. You didn't dedicate your life to him. You didn't give it to him. You could still be living in darkness. If you haven't given your life to him totally without reserve, you could still be living in darkness. Some of you all know the Savior and you know the light. But you're so tempted by the world, your lifestyle is more like the world than it is like Jesus. And you're living and you're paying attention to the things of this world, and it's absorbing all your attention, all your energy, all your life. But you do know Jesus, but all your time and energy is set on that. You could still be living in darkness. Some of you know the light. You know Jesus. You love him. You want to serve him. You've given him your life. Your life is no longer your own. And you're getting to this point where this world doesn't even feel like home. You're a foreigner in this world, and that's the way believers should feel. Our home is with Jesus, and someday we will be with him forever. Some of us are like that. We realize we don't belong here. In the interest of time, I'm going to give you some Bible references. How do you know if you're living in the world, in the darkness of this world, or if you're living in the light? How do you know? There's three groups of verses. You can write them down. I'm not going to read them, just in the interest of time. Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. 1 John 1, 5 through 10. And 1 John 2, 8 through 11. If you're in darkness, if you're living in darkness, here's a summary of what those verses tell you specifically. This is scripture and what it's telling you specifically. If you're living in darkness, you're living in sexual immorality. You're living in an impure way. You're covetous. In other words, you covet things. In the scriptures, the other word that it will use is idolatry. Don't skip over that word, because covetous is something that applies to, you covet things, you covet, you worship other things. And we don't worship Baal here, but we will worship so many other things and dedicate our things to so many other material things that we can be so guilty of covetous. Foolish talk, you're living in the dark world. Crude jokes, empty words. Unwise actions, foolish actions, drunken with wine. If we think we are good and that we have no sin, we're living in darkness. In other words, if we think we're a good enough person and we're a good person and we think we don't have sin, we're living in darkness. If we have hate for our brother, we're living in darkness. That's scriptural. You're living in darkness. So Jerry asked me to speak. Here are some of my thoughts. Don't put them in the same level as scripture, but I did. Some of these are scripturally based, but these are just some thoughts that I jotted down. Don't put them on the same level as scripture. These are my thoughts. But think about them. If you have anxiety and fear and it's overtaking your life, you may be living in darkness. If you worry excessively, you could be living in darkness. If you are thinking about constantly about money, material things, houses, sports, I put sports in there because that's a, you know, thinking about that all the time, you could be living in darkness. If you want to be in that certain social group, like in school, and you're willing to do things that maybe isn't you and what you are to do, you might be living in darkness. If you do anything to succeed at work, you could be living in darkness. If you're lazy, you could be living in darkness. You just don't have the energy to do anything. If you're constantly judging others and thinking negatively about them, you could be living in darkness. And here's what the scripture says about living in the light, and see if you want to live in the light or live in darkness. See if you want these to be the characteristics of your life. You will be thankful for all things. You do what is good, right, and true. You will discern what is pleasing to the Lord, and you will do it. You will be wise. Wisdom is a gift. You ask for it, God promises he'll give it to you. You will be filled with the Spirit. It says specifically, and I like this one, address one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. What I like about that most is it's with your heart. Some of our voices aren't as good as Kathy's, you know. But we make melody with our hearts. We can all do that. You give thanks always. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. We will confess our sins, and we will love our brothers. That's what the scripture says. Here's some of my other thoughts. Again, don't put those on the same level as scripture. If you're living in the light, you will create unity, not discord. You will be patient with others. You will show everyone grace. God has given us grace, and sometimes we can be pretty impatient with others. You will show the grace that we have been given. You will forgive those who wrong you. You won't hold a grudge. You will work hard for the Lord and His purpose. You don't talk about other people's faults. You realize that nobody's perfect. You give your brothers and sisters in the Lord some slack. Sometimes we can be critical of each other. You stay very busy in what the Lord leads you to do and not waste time on worldly distractions if you're living in the light. You continue learning the scriptures for as long as you live on this earth. Never stop learning. You will hear and listen to the Holy Spirit. God wants to speak to us, comfort us, talk to us, instruct us. We need to practice hearing and listening and doing what He leads us to do. If your life looks like most people in the world, if you can't tell your lifestyle is any different than a non-believer that's living in the world, then you're living in darkness probably. If your life is starting to look like the life and characteristic of Jesus Christ, we are starting to live in the light. We should start to look like Him and act like Him and talk like Him. You need to realize this is a process. We're born into this dark world, and we're constantly growing. Why is it so difficult to live in the light and so easy to live in darkness? Why is it so hard? Jesus Christ is God. And it's so easy. If you do nothing, you're living in darkness. Here's a couple of verses. Luke 11, 33 through 36. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it into a cellar under a basket, but on a stand so that those who enter might see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light. But when it is bad, your body is full of darkness. Therefore, be careful lest the light in you be darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, it will be wholly bright as a lamp with its rays that gives you the light. Matthew 6, 19 through 23. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. That's a familiar verse. Things on this earth, as soon as you buy the new car, it's depreciating, right? In 5 years, it's going to be a piece of junk. Everything on this earth is decaying and it's temporary. In verse 22, right after that, it says, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of life. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? The eye is a fascinating organ. My degree, my college years, and for the first few years, I was a biology teacher. So the eye is just fascinating, and you know, it's probably our most important organ. But without light, it's completely useless. Light comes from an energy source. If we're outside, it's the sun, and here, it's energy produced by the lights. But without it, we see nothing. So the light reflects off of you guys and it comes into me, and it goes through the lens of the eye, and it projects in the back of the eye, the retina, and the retina is a series of specialized cells that are sensitive to the light, and then those, the retina and the cells in the back of the eye are connected to the brain through a series of nerves, and the brain takes that and it translates it and interprets it, and that's what causes us to see. It's amazing biology. If the more you get into it, every animal has a little bit difference in eyes. Some animals don't see color. So there's differences between everything, but it's amazing biology. And you can think about this both in physical terms and spiritual terms. The eye has to have light to see. If there's no light, it's all darkness. That is all you will experience, all darkness, not being able to discern and see the truth. If you don't focus on the light, you will be naturally living in darkness. So if you don't specifically focus on the Savior, you will be default living in darkness, seeing the darkness. It can also be an opening through a lot of stuff in this world will come to us. So maybe we need discipline in our lives to make ourselves focus physically on spiritual things instead of lack of discipline that we will have that will focus us on the worldly things. So where are you living? Are you living in the light? Does your life look like everyone in the world that doesn't know Christ? Do you look the same? We're called to be different. Or are you living in the warmth and the love and the patience of the Son of God, our Savior? Living in the dark is all temporary and deceiving. It looks tempting, but it's a trap because it's all a lie. It's a lifestyle that has a path that leads to destruction and eternal separation from God in hell. It's a lifestyle that will keep you busy on empty activities that are meant to, at best, distract you, at worst, separate you from God and lead to your destruction. The only reason people would walk in this dark path is because they haven't seen the light and accepted Him. They don't see and sometimes choose not to believe. My heart aches for these people. They're walking through blindness. It's a temporary, selfish lifestyle that results in eternal agony and pain. It's such a waste of this life when we have given this opportunity and we don't take it. Eternal agony and pain. Why would anybody choose that life? It's because they don't know anything else. Nobody chooses it. You don't choose the light. You're naturally in darkness. Living in the light, knowing our Savior, it's not like magic on this earth. You don't really know everything that's going on. This is a dark world, and we're living in it. We still have challenges and difficulties that are going to hit us. Things are going to happen to us in life that we're not going to understand. We don't know everything that's going to happen, but we do know a lot that's going to happen. In 1 Corinthians 13:12, it says, "And now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." So right now, we see dimly. But seeing dimly is better than being in total darkness. We have things that tell us what is going to happen. We have the scriptures that tell us how this story is going to end. We have the indwelling Holy Spirit that is going to guide us and teach us and comfort us. And we're not left alone on this earth. It's a dark world, but he's with us on this earth. We're cared for, we're protected, we're empowered, we're counseled, we're loved by the Almighty, all-knowing God who created all things. Jesus is the light that came into the world to illuminate to us the darkness and sin of this world. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in this dark world. I don't want to live like that. I want to live according to his truth. I want to live my life according to the way that Jesus leads me to do. I want to dedicate my time, my attention to whatever he leads me to do. And if you ask me to do something, I'm not going to do what he doesn't lead me to do. Just think. Someday for us, if we believe, there's going to be no more pain, no more tears, no more difficulty, no more strife. It's all going to be good and better than we can even imagine how good it's going to be. In closing this, I'd like your participation. If you know the Savior and you want to live your life in the light, you do not want to live according to this world in darkness and blindness and stumble through it. You want to serve your Savior. You want to live in the way that he wants you to live. You want to know the scriptures. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Would you just say amen?
Amen.
If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you have not made that decision, now could be the day. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Victor, come on up and get ready to play. As we close the service, we're going to do it a little bit differently. The other day, I heard Victor play an arrangement that he wrote and kind of created himself. This is his arrangement. I heard it, and I immediately worshiped to it. When he plays, I want you to listen to the words that are going to come out of this instrument and see if you worship to that also. Thank you.
Before you. And Jesus, we acknowledge you as the light of the world. We thank you that you are light. We thank you that your light is a transforming power and that you are transforming us by faith from darkness into light. There's a new birth and then there's a growth process. And may we be cooperators with you and walk in the light. And Father, we think of folks who are influenced by light but don't walk in it, even maybe confused and deceived by Satan. And we ask that you would open their eyes that they could see as well. We grieve, as Brian mentioned, for them. Father, we thank you that you sent your Son, your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. May we walk in that and believe you, as well as communicate that for your glory. It's the only transforming thing that we know on this planet. Incredibly powerful, and we're thankful. And because of that, we worship you today. And we pray that in Christ's name. Amen.